About 100 miles northwest of Las Vegas is Yucca Mountain. The site is a major political issue in Nevada. The Bush administration approved a plan to bury nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain. Senator Kerry said his position on that could be summarized in four words: not on my watch. But could a President Kerry actually pull the plug on the project? And what would happen if he did? NPR's David Kestenbaum has this report.
The Yucca Mountain project has been through a lot. Congress singled Yucca out as a possible site 17 years ago. In 2002, President Bush gave it official approval, and Congress concurred. $7 billion has been spent studying the site. So could a president derail the project at this late date? Many say, sure. Richard Meserve headed the Nuclear Regulatory Commission when Yucca Mountain was approved.
As a practical matter, I think that he does have the authority to prevent Yucca Mountain from going forward. The president prepares a budget every year that is subject to congressional examination, of course, but he could every year recommend that Yucca Mountain not be funded.
Or the president could simply instruct his energy secretary to stop filing the necessary paperwork. Meserve says it's not as if the president would be hauled off to jail. If Yucca Mountain is stopped, waste would continue to pile up at nuclear power plants around the country, but Meserve says that would not be a disaster.
My view of this issue, and I think it's the view that is held by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, is that these materials can be stored safely at reactor sites for a very extended period of time. That's obviously not a way you want to handle the materials forever, but it's certainly safe by some other means of storage for decades.
Pulling the plug on Yucca Mountain could have serious financial consequences, though. By law, the government is required to dispose of the waste produced by nuclear power plants. Angie Howard is executive vice president of the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry trade group.
The Department of Energy has contracts with all of the nuclear power plants to take the used fuel. And in fact, the Department of Energy has been actually in breach of those contracts because the used fuel was supposed to have been taken away by January of 1998.
Howard says over 60 lawsuits have been filed demanding money to help store the waste locally.
In the case of the Exelon company, which has the largest number of nuclear units in this country, they have recently reached a settlement where the Department of Justice, paying out of taxpayer funds, would actually be paying Exelon company around $300 million between now and 2010, which is the date that Yucca Mountain is supposed to start in operation.
And if no repository is ready by 2010 to take the waste, the government will have to pay Exelon more. Neither Presidents Reagan nor Bush Sr. had to deal with Yucca as a big political issue. The Clinton administration opposed the project. George W. Bush ran for office pledging a decision based on sound science. John Kerry says as president, he would appoint an international blue ribbon panel to study the matter further. This summer, he noted that one scientific panel had called the technical analysis behind the Yucca project weak to moderate.
Ladies and gentlemen, as president, I wouldn't dream of proceeding on an estimate that is weak to moderate. I want one that is strong to perfect. That's what we deserve for the people.
Supporters of the Yucca Mountain project say the science is about as good as it's going to get. They say predictions about what will happen at any site 10,000 years in the future will always be uncertain. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.